time and be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. This is part of my series on awesome animals. Well, today I'm actually going to be speaking about two specific animals. You know, every February we celebrate Groundhog Day. Well, I'm going to tell you that the name probably should be changed to something else, and we'll get to that animal in a little bit. But I know that every single one of you celebrates Groundhog Day. You talk about it. You see, out in Montana, this is what we do. We actually, early February, we sit on our front porch. We actually tie a huge piece of meat onto our boot, and we sit there, and we wait for the first mountain lion to come out. Well, that story sounds pretty silly, doesn't it? Just like the story of Groundhog Day. Well, you see, most groundhogs on Groundhog Day are still hibernating. So all the ones that you see all across America, again, when do you see them? You see them on the news on that day. They're still snoozing away somewhere, except for the zoo guys or Punxsutawney Phil and all those. Let's talk a little bit about where the groundhog is, like who he is. And the first thing you should know is he's part of the rodent family. He's the largest member of the squirrel family. He loves to, and you probably know this if you have groundhogs near you, and I sure do. They love to dig burrows, and their burrows could have tunnels. Watch how crazy this number is. Up to 45 feet long. And they have many entrances. And one of them, typically what they'll do is, near where there is a food source, they build a plunge hole. This is a hole in case they're out feeding and there's danger. They can just dive into that hole and then, you know, obviously follow the tunnels back. So, you know, you need to be aware that if you do have a groundhog, well, he could be anywhere. You know, if you have a large property or farm, he could be anywhere within that 45-foot range once he dives into that plunge hole. This show was brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. I'm going to tell you a real cool story about that. You see, my garden's in a backyard one day, and one of my friends, she's over for the very first time. So we're looking out in my back part of my home, big, beautiful glass windows, overlooking the gardens, perennial gardens, vegetable gardens. And there is a groundhog. And when people say that they can't climb, I know this is not true because I have this teepee of pole beans. He is about 2 or 3 feet up the teepee, hanging on there, and he's munching away. And you know, me, and this is with all animals, I don't mind sharing some of my food, but this guy here will just keep mowing down everything. So I go running outside, I pick up a big stick, and no, I don't want to hit him, but I begin to, and this is not an exaggeration, I begin to run after him and chase him. And I am chasing him through my yard into the neighbor's property, and I'm like probably 10 feet going, I'm screaming, yelling. And you would think that, you know, he'd be gone and, well, come back inside. My friend Jess, we're chatting, and she says, oh, that was hilarious, that was funny. And I kid you not, 5 minutes later, he is back up on a teepee, munching on pole beans. I grab a super soaker, the big water guns, and I go stalking. And by the way, when we use the word stalking, it's the same way that animals stalk other animals so I can get close to them. So I stalk him with the super soaker, and I now start giving him a shot in his shorts, and I am chasing him once again through my property onto my neighbor's property, and I am giving him a shot in his shorts, and he's gone. Go back inside, and Jess says, you might be the funniest guy that I've ever met. Well, guess what? 5 minutes later, he's back outside. So you see that sometimes it's very difficult to, get a liking, you know, hanging out with the groundhog. Not a personal friend of mine, but once again, for people that say that they can't climb. One time I'm walking to the front part of my property, and I have these beautiful 150-year-old oaks, and they're monstrous. And in the corner of my eye, I just glances, big old blob a couple feet up on the tree. Now, this is a huge, wide tree, 150-year-old, and it was a groundhog. He saw me coming, and he jumped up on a tree, and he was actually face first towards the ground, and just hanging out there, making believe I didn't see him, and I just kept walking by. But I was like, wow. Now, when we take a look at, you know, his body temp, his heart rate, what happens when he goes into hibernation? And this gets back to the Groundhog Day. His body temp goes from, and we're talking about in degrees F, goes from 99 degrees F to about 37. It just drops way down because it's very cold outside. His heart rate goes from 80 beats per minute down to about 5. His breathing rate goes from about 16 breaths per minute to about 2. So it's almost like this, you know, when you think about bears in hibernation, almost this comatose type of feeling. And you know what? Sort of like the way when I go to sleep, I am a sound sleeper. So I guess me and the groundhog, we do have something in common there. Well, a couple other names for the groundhog. Well, one of them is the woodchuck. And, you know, so that's one of the things you should know about. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Well, guess what? They don't chuck wood. They eat plants. And one of the favorite plants I have found of the groundhogs is my favorite perennial flower plant. Purple coneflower, summertime is just stunning on my property. I have these beautiful perennial gardens all over. And I'm telling you right now, they will mow them down, completely down. So I've tried all different, you know, you put a little cayenne pepper inside a spray bottle with some water, spraying that on there. And they must like hot stuff too because they eat hot purple coneflower. And a couple other names for this guy here is the whistle pig, which I thought was a pretty funny one, and a land beaver. But you know what? Maybe we should change the name. You're going to go, why now? Maybe we should change the name from Groundhog Day to Cardinal Day. And you go, well, why the cardinal? Well, you all know when I talk about cardinals, you all know what cardinals look like because you're always thinking about that male cardinal, the red color. Very beautiful bird. Really awesome. Well, you know, here's the crazy thing. I am always looking for somewhere, because I'm going to get to now Valentine's Day, but I am also looking for somewhere before Valentine's Day, and this is the first bird to set up its territory from the winter going into the spring, even though it's still winter at this point in time, and you will actually hear the cardinal, and I am always listening, and you will actually hear him do a test call of his voice, of his call, because very shortly he's going to want to set up his territory and call in a mate, and that's what the call is for. And I'll hear a little bit of his call, and then maybe another day a little bit of his call, and not an exaggeration. I have actually been like shoveling snow, and while I'm shoveling snow, the storm is just about ending, and there's a cardinal. We'll call him February 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and there he is calling, doing his test call. I was like, wow, it's pretty cool. And one year, pretty neat, I had to go speak down in Texas, so I'm going to fly from the East Coast. I'm going to fly to San Antonio. So I am shoveling snow so that I can get out and get to my plane. So I'll just say it's February 5, 6, whatever the date was. And I'm shoveling snow, and there is a cardinal test calling. Get down to the airport, get on a plane, get to San Antonio. It is now about 67, 68 degrees out. And there is a cardinal test calling there. And I'm going, wow. It's got to be due to, and this is just me and my scientific, it's got to be due to the photo period, the length of day, the amount of light that's triggering this call because it was a heck of a lot warmer in San Antonio, which, hey, I didn't mind after the snowstorm on that day. But it was just pretty neat to, you know, to hear that in both, sort of not quite both coasts, but, you know, getting towards thousands of miles away. Well, think about this. Valentine's Day, the color is red. You've got the male cardinal calling him in his mate. This is what he does. So he's setting up this territory there, and he's a better indicator of the spring than Mr. Groundhog. So if I was going to say, all right, who's going to predict the coming of spring? Do I worry about the groundhog shadow, who in essence really is still in hibernation? He's not being woken up in a zoo somewhere. Or do I want to listen to the male cardinal's voice? And you know, let's talk male and female. When the female cardinal, she has this orange bill, and it is one of my favorite wintertime birds because when you see her, brownish in color, when you see her in the snow, that orange bill, it just – stands out so much. I always say this. I've got great springtime favorite birds. Is that winter birds? Female cardinal on that. I guess on that list. Maybe at the top of the list. Well, you know what? We set up bird feeding stations front and back of my property, and I have one that I discuss in my backyard birdings. And I have one stationed about 10 feet off my front door. Nice little cherry tree out there. No, George Washington didn't cut that one down. And cherry trees out there. And I got these big, beautiful windows that you can observe from so you can get up close and personal. And remember that cardinals are platform feeders, meaning that they either want to feed on the ground. You can set up a platform. But they have actually figured out how to latch onto my seed bell because it's a hanging bell. With netting around it. So the male and the female will be there. So I get to get some up-close personal looks at them because, you see, they're omnivore. They like to eat seeds and insects. Well, there's no insects around in the wintertime, so they're seed eaters in the wintertime, definitely. So I can attract them in. And the reason why I want to attract them in is I want them to set up territory, set up homes near me, because in the springtime, then I can get the cardinals. Once they are feeding their young and living around, well, now they're eating insects on my property. See, that's one of the key things we do with, you know, basically one of the reasons why we feed birds. So if I was going to make a choice and say, okay, who do I want around my house? Groundhog who mows down my garden, who mows down my purple coneflower, who digs holes all over the place, or the cardinal, beauty, beautiful song, great winter bird female. So you say, all right, like, how do I make it? Well, for me, it's a real easy call. And I'm going to also tell you, because I am the environmental scientist, I'm going to tell you the best way really to predict winter. Like, you want to know that it's on its way out. You see, I just get, like, so to speak, the coming of spring when I hear the cardinal test feeding. Well, you want to find the average low temperature for your part of the country. So you just keep tracking it, whether you're watching a meteorologist or you're looking at, you know, some of you have built-in thermometers around your home. And as soon as it rises above that average, you know that winter is actually coming to a close. So you've got the animal, we'll call it Cardinal Day instead of Cardinal Day instead of Groundhog Day. You have that. And then you also have, you could look at that average temperature and see it begin to climb. So until next time, let's all celebrate Cardinal Day. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's adventure. Joey B. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. That was awesome.